Well, a very good morning to you all. Yes, I'm still here. I haven't left Bealtaine Cottage. I haven't gone completely offline or anything like that. I haven't stopped doing my YouTube videos. I'm still here, but I'm taking a break. And what I've been referring to in relation to this break is care. So I'm actually taking care of myself. That's what's happening. I'm on a juice fast. This is, I can't remember what day this is now. Is it day seven? Day seven, possibly. Yeah, I think it's day seven. So I'm feeling fantastic. I'm feeling absolutely fantastic. A few little minor health problems that I had have eased greatly. The breathlessness has almost gone. It's diminished greatly. Let me just see now what else. Oh, hold on while I go and get my juice. I think I left it in the kitchen. And I'm here in the lodge at the moment, or my studio, as they say. Okay, have my juice. Now, I'm going to do a full update over on my Patreon later on today. And sort of go into a little bit more depth about my juice fast and what it is I'm drinking. And but it's overall, it's been brilliant. And my sleep has returned in that I'm having these beautiful dreams. I'm sleeping very deep and for very long. Like one evening I went to bed at 7 o'clock in the evening and I slept through to 2 o'clock in the morning and I woke up and I had a drink and I went back to sleep and I woke up again at 5:30, had another drink, went back to sleep, didn't wake up then to 9:30. So that was lovely. Because as we all know, well, hopefully we all know, sleep is very healing. It's very healing. And that's why people who've been in very traumatic accidents are put into an induced coma. And because the sleep, when you're asleep, your body's obviously resting. So it's healing as well. So anyway, enough of all the enthusiasm for my juice fast. And a little update now with what's happening here at the cottage. So my program of self-care is it's just wonderful because I don't think I've ever taken a break of this long. And I'm going to continue on with my juice fast and with my self-care on this break until about the second week of September. I'm still posting out books and maps and everything that you get in my little shop here on the website. I'm posting about once a week at the moment. So this week's post is going to go out on Friday. So that's still going, obviously, because that's my income. That with what I have on Patreon. If you can find it in your budget, which I know everyone's budget is tight at the moment, mine is the same. But if you can find it in your budget to support me on Patreon, thank you very much. For €3 a month, it's, you know, that opens all of Patreon for you. So the weather's getting a little bit colder. The nights are drawing in. Have you noticed that? The nights are drawing in. And the mornings are a bit darker. So it's not really get up and go light until about 5:30, 6 o'clock now in the morning. Whereas only a few weeks ago, it was 4:30, sometimes 4 o'clock in the morning here in the west of Ireland. And it's getting darker earlier. We've had a good bit of rain here in the west of Ireland, which is fantastic. I think the one country which is going to keep going with rainfall in the Northern Hemisphere anyway, I'd say, is going to be Ireland. People have complained about it in the past, but I've got to say, You'll never hear me complain about the rain. Never. I've been making videos on my YouTube website now since 2011, I think. Or was it earlier? But anyway, for the past 11 or 12 years. And I've never complained once about the rain, because I realise how important the rain is. Plus the fact I'm on a spring well. I don't have mains water. I don't have mains. I don't have internet. I don't have anything like that there. So I get to appreciate the importance of rain. Because without that, my spring well, of course, would slow down. And a few times over the past years has actually stopped. Because it's just gravity fed, you see. There's no pump. What else has been happening? I've been doing a lot of work in the garden, in the woodland gardens, because my energy levels, like I say, have returned. I mean, actually, by the beginning of day three, I was up and at it, flying. And I'm still drinking tea with oat milk. Oh, by the way, I've got a great recipe for making my own oat milk, which I'm going to share with you sometime soon. Because plant milk, as you know, can be quite expensive. And I found a really cheap way of making it. So I'm going to put that into the End of Empire podcast, which I'm doing. And I'm going to focus actually a lot on food and what I eat and how I live in the next End of Empire podcast, because I think it's quite relevant. A lot of people ask me, you know, what food do you eat, you know, being a vegan or plant-based? How do you get your iron? How do you get your B12? Do you take supplements? All those questions are asked of me. So I think it would be good to share some of, not so much the recipes, although I will give you a few recipes. In fact, there are a few recipes on this website if you go looking for them. And there is a little search bar in the right-hand column of the website here. I don't spend very much on food, you see. And I eat well and I'm healthy. Now, what I'm going to do, I'm going to take a photograph of myself to put up on this little blog, on this little podcast today. So you can see, for those of you who think, oh, Colette's starving herself to death there, you know, with the juice fast, how well the juice fast suits me and how I appear to thrive on it. I mean, I'm just feeling fab. So, what else have I got? Oh, yes, I've been to quite a few boot fairs and I've got some lovely bits and pieces of clothes and some books and some CDs and some DVDs. So that's got to be one of the great big pluses for going into any economic downturn, is looking at what other people have to sell and sometimes going out there and selling a bit of our own stuff, you know? Because let's face it, everybody's got too much stuff. Wouldn't it be great if cities and towns and villages were all divided up into little kind of, you know, area 1, 2, 3, 4, whatever. And in each small area, say it covers half a kilometre square, something like that. There would be like a little free shop, you know, where people came and left stuff and took stuff. Yeah. We might see things like that popping up now during this economic downturn. And yeah, and also even just driving, you know, what about driving? I keep to between 50 and 60 kilometres an hour. I think that's between 30 and 40 miles an hour, something like that. I don't know, you'll probably correct me because you'll know better than me the conversion. But that's saving a huge amount of fuel. It really is. And I'm noticing that. So whereas I was filling up kind of once every week and a half, I'm now filling up just over once every 2 weeks. So, hey, there's so many helpful hints and things that we can share. Please feel free to share helpful hints and whatever is on your mind below this podcast. Okay, I'm going to finish there. I've got some more juice to drink. I've done all the clean. That's something else I want to mention actually before I go. It's funny. I got this quite. I think it was like a sarcastic comment, but you know, it could have been a truism. It could have been something that someone was genuinely, you know, saying, but it didn't come across as that. Anyway, it was a comment on one of my social media sites, and saying, "Oh, I didn't know that you actually lived in the cottage. It looks so perfect." At the time, I thought, "Oh, you sarcastic person!" But on reflection, I'm thinking, "Hey, that was a real compliment." And of course, those of you who know me will know that when I get up in the morning, because I'm always up early, either before or after I make my coffee, usually after, I will shake down my bed, make my bed, fluff up my pillows, tidy off the dressing table top, you know, put the dirty clothes in the laundry basket, just generally tidy up my bedroom, plump up the cushions on the sofas, tidy up the sitting room if there's any cups to be taken out to the sink, do the washing up in the kitchen, give a little wipe down of the table, and similarly then in the bathroom, in the shower room. It's done. It takes all of 20 minutes of that. And I've always been like that. Always, always, always. And when my children were small, I used to keep in the sitting room, which was a fancy room in the house, I'd keep a big wooden pine chest with a lid. And in the other rooms, I'd keep, you know, a box or an ottoman or, you know, some kind of a great big basket. And the children would leave toys everywhere. You know what children are like, and books, and, you know, because you don't want to be nagging them, oh, tidy up, tidy up. So at night before I went to bed, after the children went to bed, I'd scoop everything up, whether it was their toys, my books, anything, whatever it was, and into that container, into the chest or into the basket. And okay, so you'd have to go looking for what it is you wanted, but at least you knew it was all in one place. And consequently, my home was always tidy. And when there's nothing lying about on the floor, I mean, I used to put shoes and slippers and everything into these containers. When there was nothing lying about on the floor, it was so easy to run around with the Hoover or the brush or whatever it was. Plump up the cushions, you know, clear the table, wash the dishes, that was it. So people who think I have this immaculate cottage, I just keep it tidy. You know, that's my way. That's the routine that I've established over the years. And, you know, routines and habits are so easy to create. And you know what they say about habits and routines? 28 days to make one or 28 days to break one. On that philosophical note, blessings to you all. And I'm missing you. I'm actually missing doing my little videos and all, but I really have to be quite strict with myself about self-care at the moment and follow this through for the 4 weeks that I've planned. Blessings to you all, my friends. And a special thank you to those of you who support me on Patreon or who have purchased any of my books. I thank you most sincerely. Blessings.